Welcome to Shuffle Bloody Shuffle, where we unearth metal's bangers and clangers through the decades, one subgenre at a time. How you doing?
Do you know what? It's like one of those things where it's been a journey where you did the intros really well, then really shit, and then right at the end, the finale, this is the finale of it, is you
brought it back.
Nailing a great one right at the end.
And that was for the listeners, that was the third take.
and the first one you did it just as well, and
probably better.
Did you think I was trying to fuck you over, see, because you get it wrong on the other one?
Oh, my mic's not working. Hang on.
Splice it in. Splice in the good one.
The finale. We've made it. You've made it. Everyone's made it to the 90s finale.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this last night. You know, do you remember the 80s finale we did with the recap?
Yes.
And we said it during it, we will never not note down the scores as we go again because it was a pain. And we did it straight away afterwards on a season like twice as many albums.
Spent all day yesterday collating all the scores, putting them all in order.
Was that your day? Did you have to take it off work?
Well, it was sort of doing it on the side.
Right, okay, yeah.
But it took a long time.
Yeah.
But
I did help, by the way.
Yeah, you got three scores. Thanks.
Yeah. <All right. laughs> three episodes, six scores, technically. Was it only three? I thought I did more than that.
You might have done four. I
think I did four, which is eight scores.
Yeah. It was quite the job, but it's going to make this episode a hell of a lot more efficient.
Well, it will make it somewhat listenable, because if we didn't do that, we wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff.
Yeah, it'd be a long, boring intro.
We're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
We should have just podded the whole time you were trying to work it out.
So the way we're going to operate today's episode is a little bit...
Ill thought out.
We are going to run through, so basically I've gone through and listed all 50 albums in order of the scores that we gave them.
Everyone's turning off. Fuck, what, 50? You're going to do 50 albums in a readout?
That is too much. For just a quick thing on how I've done it. So for example, if two albums have the same score, I list them in order of how their genre performed, because I also averaged each genre score of
this isn't
albums.
Off the cusp, John. This is thought out. You've done
this
a,
is so yeah this you've is done a very good job. Thought, this is very thought out, but I guess how we go through them is going to be slightly
basically when I get involved when yeah. I join when I join yeah. it's going to bring it down.
So we'll I guess what we'll do is run through, I guess, just super quickly, like 50 to 30.
Yeah, come on.
And then so do you know what came last?
I've got no idea, actually. Like, I in the 80s, I knew what it was. This one, no. And I don't think we gave that many low scores in this,
Didn't. It was a very high scoring season, to be fair.
Yeah.
Only two out of the 50 were below three.
Do you know what my guess is?
Yeah, go on.
And it's a huge album to say is last. It's a huge album. Is it Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
It's not. So, at 50, and I'll do 49 as well, because they got 2.8 and 2.9, respectively.
Heathen. Yeah.
Heathen. Victims of Deception. That came in last. 2.8. Yeah. Not even... That's not necessarily a bad score. It's just not good. And then the Gathering was 49. Goffers, The Gathering.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I scored that quite high.
Nope.
Not high, but, you know.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
No.
Yes. So, all right. So then 48, Benediction, Grind Bastard with a score of 3. 47, Exciter, Kill After Kill. 46, Dimmu Borgir, Enthroned Darkness Triumphant, 3.1. 45, Godflesh, Pure. 44, Guns N' Roses, where it came in, with a 3.2. 43, Skyclad. 42, Corrosion of Conformity, and 41, Thought Industry, Mods Carve the Pig, at a 3.3. So the scores
still not bad. They're still not bad scores, are they? Really?
No, they're not. It's just that we actually had quite a lot of good stuff this season.
We did have good stuff. Yeah.
So heading on into the 30s. So at 40, we had Bathory, Hammerheart. 39, Deftones, Adrenaline, your favorite You called it the best nu metal album ever.
Maybe. Maybe it is. It's definitely in the picture.
It's in the picture, but not in this list. It's not. Okay, 38, Cathedral, The Carnival Bazaar. 37, Kid Rock. Kid Rock made it. 37. So, I mean, 15 albums are below Kid Rock. Bathory. Yeah. Corrosion of Conformity.
Well, I'm blaming you for a lot of these, John. You're the one that's harsher than me.
We both gave Kid Rock pretty good score there. That's not anything to do with.
But some of these albums have gone past. I've been thinking, I gave these quite good scores. It must have been you that's dragging them down.
Yeah, that is pretty much what happened for these ones. 36, Cradle of Filth. 35, Sunno. 34, Synergy. 33, Solitude Eternus. 32, Snot. 31, Fudge Tunnel, and 30th. So, I mean, some good albums. So Earth had a 3.8 score. So to get into the 20s, you had to have 3.8
or higher.
Yeah. Which is pretty high, man, to consider.
It is high. If anyone from these bands are listening, you've done well. You've still done well. We had a very strong... strong decade.
So 29, Strife in this Defiance. 28.
I'm surprised at that.
Are you?
I'm surprised Strife beat a few of the other albums.
Wait till you get a little bit higher and you'll be like, oh, fucking hell. 28, Master's Hammer, the one we got for Avant-Garde.
That wasn't quite Avant-Garde.
27, Mr. Bungle. This one annoyed me. 26, Old. Old nearly placed halfway.
that was me. I scored it really high.
You did. You really did.
Yeah.
And because it was in a good week for its genre, that put it above. That also got a 3.8. I think 3.8 was the highest we had.
Oh.
We had five entries.
So the
entries.
Genre. The genre's helped in some cases here.
Yes. So. Five albums had a 3.8. We had Earth, Strife, Master's Hammer, Mr. Bungle, and Old. But Old's genre was the top out of all of those. So it's come out.
Would you'd have liked to have put that bottom out of those 3.8s, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I would have probably put...
It's a good album.
What would I have put top? Master's Hammer or Mr. Bungle? One of those two, probably.
I put Old of them.
Yeah, well, I did. Yeah, you did. So the halfway point, can you guess what 25 is?
No idea.
I knew you wouldn't.
Pantera.
It's Pantera.
Yeah. And that's because of you. That's you jacking that one up the thing.
That's a 3.9. What made you say Pantera?
Because it hadn't been said yet and I knew I didn't give it a great score. So I figured it had to be around here.
Halfway point, yeah, Pantera. Okay.
Halfway point, yeah.
24, Ozzy, No More
Tears.
Hang on, John,
because the reason that got so high was because you become a big Pantera fan that week.
I did. I really enjoyed it. And when I was listening back to it, the episode, to collate the data, I said, I'm definitely going to go back and check out the other stuff.
And have you?
No.
None of it. You've done none of it.
None of it.
This was weeks ago. And I swear I've reminded you on a few occasions to go and you haven't done it.
Yeah, but listen, we've been busy.
Yeah, but you hinted at me like you knew and you were going to do it. You did. You sent me something which indicated that you were going to listen to it.
Well, listen, plans change.
Okay.
Plans change.
Right. We'll probably get another one in the 2000s groove metal anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So true. Right. 24, Ozzy, No More Tears, with a 4. So now everything here is in the second half. Yeah, 4 or higher, which is fucking good, man, to be honest.
Wait, how many? What number are we on?
24. So when we get to
24.
Yeah, when we get to 20, we'll go a bit slower and we can sort of spend a bit more time with these. 24, Ozzy. 23, Agoraphobic Nosebleed and Converge, The Poacher Diaries. 22, Windeer. 21, Extreme. Pretty high.
That got high, didn't it?
When I was doing it, I was like, how is that there?
That makes sense, man. Yeah.
It was genuinely pretty good.
We both had a good time with it, wasn't it?
We did. Right, so...
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off. Right, top 20. Right. This is the real substance. This is the real blockbuster right here.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're going to go into the 20s.
I was waiting for it. So number 20.
Yes.
If you could be asked, is this where the chart music might kick in? The top 20.
Right.
That one, yeah. I'm sure Led Zeppelin would be happy if I was using that.
Yeah.
Have you got any money?
Would you care to sponsor the
show? Do it for free.
First. Now, do you want to guess any of these, or do you want to just sort of go straight in and talk about it?
I've got no idea, man. I've been listening, but the information's been
so very quick.
It's gone as soon as I've heard it. So I've got no idea.
I guess maybe we guess the last five, and we speak about everything else until then. So right, in a 20.
Do you know what? Can I guess actually number 20?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
I'll just guess this one. Is it Integrity?
No, it's not. It is Primus Pork Soda.
Okay. Yeah. I can see it being around there.
Which we got for Avant-Garde. So this was a 4.1. Which is pretty high. I think we both had a good time.
I liked
it,
man. I think you liked it a little less than me, but I remember we both enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I gave it a 3.9. You gave it a 4.3 with a rounded up total of 4.1. I think that's a fair place to put it.
Yeah. I'm a lot more generous than you, John. I think we'll find that out.
Well, actually, it's very true. That's not true. I'd say maybe 60% you scored higher than I did, but everything else.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's an interesting one. All right, 19, Beherit, Drawing Down the Moon, also 4.1.
Have you gone back to that album?
I haven't, no. Have you?
No. To be honest, a lot of these...
You haven't.
I haven't gone back. I think I will in time.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
true. I think the problem is that because we do this weekly, like we have two albums to really blast.
It's just a forensic study.
We listen to them quickly on the morning of.
On the day of recording.
If at all. Well, so...
I read other people's reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just asked ChatGPT.
Write me a review for...
Review it, please.
And put some sort of witty quips in there as well, if you can.
Yeah. I gave it a 3.8. You gave it a 4.3. So if anyone's asking, have you gone back to it, it should be me asking you.
And the answer is, I think I might have, like, not long after the episode, but not really.
So a no.
It's a no.
18. Now, I don't know if you're going to... I remember this one even. Skepticism, Stormcrow Fleet.
I do remember this one.
It was great. It was quite funeral doomy, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
It was. Well, I think it is the funeral doom album.
It is. So again, you scored this high. You gave this a 4.3. I gave it a 4.1.
A lot of 4.3s from me.
I mean, it is a pattern. It is a pattern.
Well, do you know what it is? Because in my head, that's just under a 9. Just under a 9 out of 10 if you sort of double it.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
But that album, I have listened to it maybe once since.
Oh, really?
And,
you went back.
It's really good, man.
It was really good.
It was more one of those where I think I maybe listened to a song or two because I think it's quite long.
As funeral doom.
And long songs.
This was the one with the kind of remaster, right? But...
Well, it was like reproduced, wasn't it? It was basically redone from scratch, the production on it.
And thank God it was, because that really changed my score.
I know, but this would have been a lot lower, wouldn't it, if it would have been the previous mix?
So well done.
I'd probably give it a 4.2.
Goes to show, a good mix can really save the day. Right, 17. This is what you guessed as 20. Integrity.
Integro.
Yep. Those Who Fear Tomorrow.
Yeah, great.
4.2.
Yeah, great band, man. I'm opened up to them now. I've been checking out there.
You're wearing a t-shirt, I can see now.
Got the t-shirt on, yeah.
Got the t-shirt on.
Do you know what? I got two, and one of them I didn't realise until it came on the back. It says Free Charles Manson.
Love that.
It's quite small text. So I didn't see it on the thing until I got it.
So you won't be wearing that one, I assume.
What is it? It's all right, isn't it? He's dead.
Is it? Well, yeah. Wasn't he a bit... racist?
Well, the guy with the swastika tattooed on his head, carved onto his head or whatever. Is he a bit racist?
any guesses for what you gave this album?
4.3.
Yes, you gave it a 4.3.
Oh, this is dull. I'm not. I'm gonna intentionally not give any 4.3s next.
Next season.
Next season, no. What did you give it?
I gave 3.9. I gave it. I gave it a 4. screw you. Now 16. This one took me by surprise. I think this one took us both by surprise when we did it. Fear Factory.
Oh, yeah, it did, man.
Demanufacture. I was definitely not expecting that to be in the top, 16.
It was good, though. Like, did you find... when we do this, and one thing I really enjoy about doing this is when we get, like, an album that I wouldn't choose to listen to.
Yeah.
But I've got to spend time with it. And if I enjoy it, it's good. I love it, because for that time, at least, I'm really into it. I'm kind of sort of like a fan.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same.
And yeah, I drop it like it's hot, you know, like near enough of the second we finish reviewing it.
Yeah.
I enjoy my time with it then, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. Any guesses as to what you score you gave this?
I reckon I gave it a 4.4.
You gave it a 4.3, the Mike special. Oh. Right, 15.
Is there any more of them?
We'll find out. 15. Right, so 15 and 14, this was quite... They got exactly the same score, and they got...
4.3?
4.2. And as in combined.
For me.
And the genre got 4.2 as well. So they're both from the same genre. So in order to rank them, I picked whichever had the higher single score. So at 15, we have Napalm Death, Harmony Corruption, and 14, we have Vader, The Ultimate Incantation, which we got in Death Metal Week.
I remember this.
Week one. It was a good start to the show.
Yeah, and I remember this because I scored Napalm Death slightly higher than you did, and you scored Vader slightly higher than me, and it was the same amount difference, wasn't it?
It was. So yeah, Napalm Death, you gave it a 4.4, I gave it a 3.9, and then Vader, you gave a 3.8, and I gave a 4.5.
I think there was a little bit of I was being a little bit spiteful because I thought you were going to score Napalm Death higher.
So you made sure that it didn't win, but it did actually win because it had the higher single score. So,
it did. Yeah,
So, all right, 13, Summoning Dol Guldur.
Oh man, that is an album I have been back to.
You've gone back to it. Yeah, you really enjoyed that one, didn't you?
Oh, fucking! You did as well, didn't you?
Well, I did. I gave it 4, but you gave it 4.6.
Yeah, man, is some of that album. I mean, a lot of it is, but there's certain parts in it which were absolutely amazing, like mind blowing to me. I loved it.
Yeah, it is really cool. I've done it a couple times since, but I haven't really gone back to it. And we sort of did check out their other stuff, didn't we? Shortly after the other ep.
Yeah, the one before was good.
I can't remember which one was better. There was one before I listened to and one after. It was all right, but I still think the Dol Guldur was the better out of the...
Yeah, man. That's like... That's got sort of... For what it is, it's got sort of like masterpiece status, I think. Near enough. Well, there's a couple of iffy songs on it, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I can agree with that. Okay, so 12. This is a Shuffle Bloody Shuffle favourite. Can you guess who this is?
I know who this is. Is it Bloodstar? And they got this high up again?
It's Bloodstar. It is Bloodstar.
That's insane.
This was week 3. We did Industrial. I gave it a 4.4. You gave it a 4.3. The classic.
4.3. Classic.
So yeah, that was high, man. Bloodstar, well done. Two albums, both.
Do you know what? You're having a knock at my 4.3s, but we didn't read out the individual scores of the lower ones. I reckon there was loads of 3.9s for you in there.
No comment. That was enough, but there was some from you as well, man.
I did a few as well. I got quite conscious of them. I got conscious of them and stopped doing them.
Yeah,
but didn't realize I was doing loads of 4.3s.
4.3 was your main tally.
Yeah.
All right. So 11, Creator.
Oh man,
Coma of Souls.
I love that album.
The score of 4.5. That was in our Thrash week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a great album, man.
That you gave that the highest score of the season to that point with a 4.8.
Did I?
A 4.8, a near perfect thrash record for Mike.
It is. I think it might be. I've done this album quite a lot since, and it's still great. The only thing that actually stops me listening to particularly that album is they've got a couple of others I like just as much.
Nice. So you
Pleasure to Kill. Pleasure to Kill is a great one.
Nice. Good Wikipedia name check.
No. Hey, my hands are free. You didn't hear any tapping. There's no tapping going on.
So we AI it out.
Yeah, but now.
Okay, well...
Don't divulge secrets, John.
Industry secrets.
I know. But I wanted people to think we're sat in a studio.
Well, I mean, sort of. Into the top 10. That got a 4.5 as well, and 10 also got a 4.5, but the genre did slightly better.
The genre did.
So I guess you want to take a stab at 10?
I've got no idea, man. No idea.
Emperor, Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk, with a 4.5, another great album. Glad it made the top 10, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, you're a fan. Big fan.
Big fan. This album's not normally my go-to, but I have heard it before, but I enjoyed spending a lot more time with it in isolation when we did do it. I think the albums from here on in, all pretty exceptional.
So what is it, our top 9?
So we're into a 9 now.
So you're not including Emperor in the exceptional?
Well, it is exceptional. I'm saying the top 10 is exceptional.
Oh, top 10. Okay, yeah, top 10.
But going from 9 onwards. I Hate God, Dope Sick.
Yeah.
It's number 9.
I knew that was going to be high, man. That was one of those albums for me that when I was listening to it, at that time, I remember thinking, is there a better album than this for like nasty, heavy music?
For sludge, yeah. It's up there, isn't it? It's probably one of the best sludge records for sure.
I think it's the best.
Well, you gave it 4.6, which is pretty high. I gave it 4.3, so.
4.3. Copying me.
Pretty good. Right, number 8. Judas Priest, Painkiller.
That's a surprise.
Are you surprised at that one?
I knew it would be high, but I didn't think it would crack the top 10.
So I gave it a 4.6. You gave it a 4.5. I think when we're both on that path, then it's going to be pretty high.
Yeah, when we're both... Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great album as well.
Yeah, great album. Great album. Now, on to, I guess, what I would say. So number 7... I'd say this is probably my most listened to album post-episode.
Number 7. Right, what did you get into? Oh, I know what this is.
Go on.
This is Blind Guardian.
This is Blind Guardian.
Yeah.
Nightfall in Middle Earth with a 4.6.
You're kind of a fan now, aren't you, John?
Not of all of it, but yeah, around that era. It's phenomenal, man. I absolutely love this album, and I'd probably put it up 0.1 in the score. So I gave it a 4.8 anyway, which is high, but
you'd go 4.9.
I'd say this for a power metal album, I think it's up there as perfect for me. It's a little bit,
I think it,
a little bit
I think
long.
in a year's time, if it sticks with you like it does, you're giving that a 5.
It's the length for me. I think that was the problem.
Oh, okay. It'll never be that perfect.
Yeah, I think it's just shave off a little bit and it's there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, amazing. You gave it a 4.3, so no.
The old
no surprises
go-to.
Blind Guardian, great band. All right, number 6. This is where I'm surprised this band got really high, but the album was fantastic, so it deserves it. Brutal Truth, Need to Control.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great album.
It is a great album. It is a very good album.
I suppose
album.
It's weird because it's like a grindcore album for it to sort of be above sort of some of these other albums that maybe, I don't know, people would argue have got more to it, but...
Yeah, I can... Yeah.
It was an amazing, amazing album.
I guess based purely on... I guess we're just basing it on our immediate reaction to that band rather than looking at the whole, what that album did for a scene, per se,
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So I think that's a fair list. Yeah, 6, Brutal Truth, 4.6. There was quite a few 4.6s. The next one is also a 4.6. The top 5. So now we're in the top 5.
I guess top 5.
Maybe it's time for you to start guessing if you can remember what's left.
I can't remember. I mean, I know what 1 and 2 is, but I don't know what way round they are. Bolt Thrower has got to be in the top 5. Is Bolt Thrower 5?
No, so 5 was Immortal, Pure Holocaust with 4.6.
Oh man, what an album.
Yeah, fantastic album.
That's like, when I think of classic kind of 90s black metal albums I heard, that's one of the best, if not the best.
I mean, it's up there. I would don't know if I'd put it as the best, but it is one up there. Yeah,
top 10.
Yeah, top five.
Which is what it's in.
Which is what it is in. So, so this obviously came in Black Metal Week. I gave it a 4.5. You gave it a 4.6.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I do it again.
And you do it again. Right. 4 was your favorite bolt thrower.
Warmaster
with a 4.8. Very high score. I gave that
a 4.9.
You gave it a 4.9. I gave it a 4.7. I mean, that's high.
It's high. It was near. I considered 5 for that one. And I've listened to that album loads, by the way, since.
Have you?
Yeah. It's regular rotation at the moment.
Nice. I mean, it was only a couple.
But then again, we didn't do it that long ago. So no, it's still like.
Still quite fresh.
It's still fresh.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's interesting to know which one stood the test of time. I mean, we sort of started with death metal. So we sort of did Napalm Death and Vadar. Yeah, no, I'm looking at these. A lot of them have been sort of forgotten about until we sort of get to Creator, I guess, with Thrash, which was episode 5.
Well, I do Napalm Death. Not regularly, but I've done that.
But you're a fan anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. That's my kind of go-to Napalm Death album now.
Is it? I actually listened to a little bit more Napalm Death quite recently, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm actually going to probably spend more time with them.
Didn't you listen to the one afterwards?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, you did.
It's really good,
really good.
Yeah, really enjoyable. It was sort of like they kept some of the heavy, like the death metal moments, but they were sort of mixed in back their older kind of grind sound.
More into the grind thing, yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right, top three.
I know what the top two are. I know what the top two are, but...
You're struggling to think what three is.
I can't think what three is.
I'm happy this is up here because this was an amazing album and I have gone back to this many times. Neurosis, Through Silver and Blood.
Yeah, man.
Very good album.
Yeah, I've gone back to this.
So you have gone back to this album?
Yeah, man. Love it. It's a great album.
Amazing album.
I think I remember saying at the time, I think even both of us did, I think it came straight after Electric Wizard or something, like the previous week. I think we were both a bit like, if we hadn't dished out a 5 the week before, we might have given it to this.
It was the week before, yeah. We had Stoner and then with Electric Wizard and then Post Metal. Both good weeks. But yeah, that this Neurosis album, you gave it 4.9. Fucking hell, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is amazing, man. I think it maybe is one of the best post-metal albums I've ever heard.
I think it is the best post-metal album, isn't it?
I mean, I'm struggling to kind of think what could beat it.
I can't think of any others. I would have normally said like Oceanic or something like that, but it's this. This is better. This is actually way better.
Yeah, because I normally used to say like Cult of Luna would be up there with mine, but it's true. Like this Neurosis just is a league above that.
It is. It is like the ambition in it, particularly. Yeah. I think.
But and the heaviness of it. It was so.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's so heavy. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually probably going to listen to that after this episode. I'm excited to dip back into it. Right. So now we come to 1 and 2. There's no surprises. I guess we know which are 1 and 2. But what order did they finish?
I've been thinking about this, right? And I actually think it's Rage Against the Machine's number 1 because Kid Rock did them an absolute solid and we scored him quite high.
Correct. So in at number 2, Electric Wizard, Come My Fanatics, which we gave a 5, the perfect rating.
Yeah, because Corrosion Conformity was low down, wasn't it? That's why.
It was,
and
yeah.
Kid Rock, we scored a lot higher.
It's true. Not a lot higher.
Save the day.
Not a lot higher. There wasn't much in it.
Oh, was there not?
No. So we gave Corrosion of Conformity a 3.2 and we gave Kid Rock a 3.5. So only beat it slightly.
It's only a little bit in it. Close. Only. I like that though. I like a sort of, you know, at the post
finish. Yeah. Photo finish.
So what we're basically saying is Rage Against the Machine is the best album from the 90s, metal album from the 90s from our findings.
Yeah, and I mean, although it is an obvious choice and although it is like very mainstream and was like, you know, it's not necessarily the it's not going to necessarily be our choice that we'd make personally, but in terms
not if we want any street cred.
Yeah, Like, it was hard to not put Wizard top and just be like, fuck it.
But then also, I kind of feel like maybe as great as and as amazing as Come My Fanatics, maybe you needed an album by a bigger band as number one. Maybe you needed a slightly obvious choice.
Potentially. I mean, I'm not mad at it because it was a fucking great album.
I know, but really? You know what this means, John?
Go on.
What we're doing first week of the 2000s?
A good old bit of rap metal
from the north.
Well, that's not actually true because I've ranked all the genres and I think.
Oh, that's the one that picks, right?
Yeah, the genre will pick. So.
Oh right.
Right. So yeah, Raising the Machine number one. Congratulations.
Well done, guys.
Yeah. Well done,
Zach.
Yep.
Tom.
Yep. And the
Tim.
Others. Tim.
Who's the other one? Don't guess. Don't just say a name.
Plaques in the post, guys. Well done. Right. Yeah.
You paying for that?
Well.
Yeah.
Do you want to jump in with your thing, or should we genre?
No. I thought of a game because John obviously puts way more effort into this than I do, and I thought I'll make John a game to do, and. I haven't tried it out. It could be really shit, and it most likely will be, and probably at least a bit boring. But this is my game, right? So, John, do you remember the TV show Play Your Cards Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the
hosted by
was Bruce? Huh? Was it Bruce?
Bruce, yeah.
Huh? Was it basically Higher or Lower?
yeah, it's basically higher or lower. Yeah. Right. But yeah, if anyone under the age of 35, so Play Your Cards Right was a British TV show hosted by the late. We're not going to say great, are we? Because
was he?
I watched a documentary on him once, and he seemed like an absolute.
Oh, was he? Piece.
It was like a fly.
Shit.
Yeah, it was a fly in the wall thing, and he seemed horrible. So Bruce Forsyth. Depending on how you pronounce it. He presented it. I think it was on from like the 80s until, I'll say, the early noughties.
Maybe mid to late 90s.
No, I mean, John, I should have just called this Higher or Lower, but I wanted to give it a bit of colour.
Nice.
So in his game, it was simply a game of Higher and Lower with cards. I think what would happen is they'd have to answer a question from a survey or something like that. And then if they won, they got the question right, the winning couple would go to the board, and then they'd have those girls when they sort of turn the cards over and have to get it was Higher or Lower. So I thought of one for John, but this one is album lengths.
Oh, okay.
It was originally going to be album years, but I thought, you know what, John probably will get all those quite easily because he sees them quite a bit when he's doing his notes. Ooh. So I changed it to album lengths. So I actually did two games. I wrote the whole of the one out for the years, and then I changed it last night to the
album lengths. That is professionalism.
Yeah, exactly. Could have given it a title though. Well, the game.
Yeah.
What about right? Play your length right. But there's a comma after length, and right's got a question mark on the end
and an exclamation point.
Play your length right.
Right,
so here we go. I've got three rounds here, John. Should we see how you do?
Yeah, let's see how we go.
Oh, fucking hell, I haven't even written the answers. I've done
professionalism.
The order I want to do it in.
Professionalism.
But I'm going to need to look up the answers each time I give them to you. Right, okay, so round one.
Yeah.
And John, honestly, if this gets boring, which it could easily do, just give me any indication and we'll can it.
I'll blink twice.
Blink twice. I don't even know because I'm not looking at the screen. I'm not looking because I'm looking at the answers to make sure I got
I'll
them
cough
right.
Twice.
Okay. Yeah. Just sort of portray it in your voice that you're bored. Right. Okay. Round one. We're going to start off with Kid Rock, "Devil Without a Cause" from '98.
Yep.
Now is, and this is our number three album, is Neurosis through Silver and Blood longer or shorter than Kid Rock?
This is tough, man. this is genuinely quite tough.
I mean, it is a guess.
I'm guessing because it's quite post and they like to, you know, draw things out. I'm going to assume, unless you're tricking me straight off the bat, that it's going to be
Neurosis.
Well,
think about it. Well, think about it. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. What games am I playing? What games am I playing
with
you?
Well, I'm hoping that it's because it's the first one. You've set me up for a nice, easy one and gone with Neurosis as being longer.
John, of course I fucked you over. Neurosis is shorter.
I've fallen at the first hurdle.
Of course it is.
Does that mean I'm out? Is that the end?
Yeah, I know. I've thought about what happens if you get it wrong. Well, we can carry on along this one if you want. Okay,
yeah, go on. Right, all right, so
Neurosis, Neurosis, yeah,
yep.
Next album, what is it, shorter or longer? Shorter or longer? Godflesh, pure,
shorter.
It's longer.
Fucking hell!
I know. I tell you what, right? Let's carry on. Is this any good?
I think I'm going to get these all wrong. Yourself? Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think I'm going to get these all wrong, though. All right.
Okay, all right then. Okay, Godflesh. Is Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1.
That's got to be longer.
Longer than Godflesh.
It's got to be longer. It was about 28 songs, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, John. It's not. Okay?
Fuck it. Really?
Remember this, John, think about the Godflesh album. Do you remember the last track was about 30 minutes.
I think I purged it from my memory, to be honest.
I know, but do you remember that was our big criticism of it?
Vaguely. I'm trying not to think too much of it, you know, just throw those answers out there because I've already got them all wrong.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've given you that one. So what did I say? Wait, Guns N' Roses is shorter than Godflesh. Right, final one of this round.
Yep.
And if you want to carry on, so you can. I suppose we could just edit it out, can't we? If we think that we've gone too long.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll edit it out.
I'd like to know what made this round one.
I think they might all be hard then. I should give you the times. I'm not giving you the times, am I?
No. I mean, that would have been nice.
Right, okay, right. So Godflesh was a whopping, and I'll tell you why, because this was the longest album we did.
God, really?
79 minutes and 31
wow.
seconds.
Wow.
And Guns N' Roses was 76 minutes and 9 seconds. Too long. Do you know why I thought this was a good one? Because there was a lot of moaning, mainly from me, I think, about the length of albums.
Yeah.
So I thought it was quite a good little thing to put on there. All right, so final one. This is the final one of this round. Guns N' Roses. Is it? No, wait. Sun-O, is it longer or shorter than Guns N' Roses?
I think because it was only 3 songs, I'm going to guess shorter.
And you, John, would be correct.
Is that the first one I got right?
It's slightly shorter. It's about 3 minutes shorter. It's 73 minutes and 24 seconds.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That was... So I got them all wrong, but the last one.
I don't know. I think it was the first one you got right, yeah.
One out of 5.
Wait, what did you say it was? Did you say it was shorter?
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes
shorter.
Yeah, you
did. Yeah, it was the first one you got right. I gave you one of them as well. I gifted you one.
Amazing. So that's 2. Right. Well, fucking hell. Round 2. Is it going to be harder?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I didn't do them progressively hard. I think they're all equally as hard.
Okay. All right. Okay. Interesting choice.
All right. Okay. Round 2. We're starting off this round with Primus and Pork Soda from 93.
Ooh, can I get a length on that?
You can get a length on that, which is starting at 57 minutes and 40.
57 minutes, right? Okay, yeah.
Now, is Cathedral, the Carnival Bazaar from 1995, longer or shorter than Primus?
Based on the genre, you'd assume longer, but... I'm going to go with shorter.
And you'd be wrong, John. You should have gone with... It's longer.
Every time I've gone with my initial, like, thought process...
You've got it wrong.
It's been wrong.
Yeah. This is the game. I've devised this.
Yeah, this is mine.
You know, I'm not the man from Saw.
Mind Game Mike.
Mind Game. Exactly. MGM.
Yeah. MGM Studios.
Right, so Cathedral, yeah, it was 62 minutes 46, so okay. It was a good 5 minutes on Primus.
Interesting.
All right, okay. Well, should we carry on?
Yeah, hit me.
All right, okay, Cathedral then, so you got that one.
Yep.
Got that one wrong, sorry.
Yep, wrong. Yep.
Next one, okay, John, here we go. Blind Guardian, Nightfall in Middle Earth from 98.
That has to be longer. That was about 40 songs, yeah.
And you'd be correct, John.
Yeah. Whew. Second one.
I think you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay in the next one as well, I'll be honest. The Blind Guardian, that was 65 minutes 29 seconds.
Oh, I thought it was a little bit longer.
A lot of skits, wasn't there? A lot of skits on that one.
Yeah, it was like a skit every other song, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of skitting going on. Right, next one. Rage Against the Machine, our number one album from 92, self-titled. Is it longer or shorter than Blind Guardian?
I think shorter.
Correct.
Oh,
it is shorter. I did an easy one. That was intention. I did think at that point, I think, fucking hell, I'm trying to fuck him over, but I should encourage him to get some right.
Nice. I like that you thought that on question nine.
I know. Right, final one. And I think this one is tricky.
Your kids must love you.
We play games like this all the time. Yeah.
No, wrong. You're wrong.
Wrong. And I did it on purpose. Right, the final one of this round is Cradle of Filth, The Principle of Evil Made Flesh. Is it longer or shorter than Rage Against the Machine?
That was quite
self-titled.
I think that was quite a long one. I think there was a lot of spoken word and like...
Do you know what, John? Jump. It certainly appeared like it was a long album, didn't it?
Well, is that... Are you throwing me a lifeline there?
I don't know. I could be sick of you losing.
I'm going to guess that... Wait, what was the length of... Was it Rage? 57 minutes, did you say?
No, 52 minutes, 55 seconds.
Cradle of Filth has to be longer than that.
Is that your final answer?
It is. Is this the end of the round?
This is the end of the round. Okay. And you would have lost the round, John, even though I think you lost it earlier on anyway.
What was Cradle of Filth then?
Cradle of Filth, this was a tricky one. It was only about 20 seconds shorter.
Oh, bloody hell.
But that's why I put it last.
I've gone easy on this one.
I haven't gone easy on any of them. Right, I've got one more round. Do you want to do one more round?
Yeah, one like final round. Let's hit it.
Final round. Have you enjoyed this?
I have enjoyed it. It's been quite a fun game. Is it?
What, I haven't done any. What did Bruce Forsyth...
Long or not?
Well, no, I thought it was Play Your Length Right.
Play Your Length Right.
Yeah. Long or not. Joe, long or not is better. Long or not's better. What did Bruce Forsyth used to say on it? I can't really say it on here because the numbers are too low. Is it higher than a three?
He
used to do that, didn't he?
Can we introduce some of that presenting style?
Well, do you want me to say nice to see you, nice at the end?
Yeah, you need your own little slogan.
Oh, right. You know when you came on and you were like, you were just staring at the screen quite intently.
Oh, yeah. So for the listeners, when I log into the chat room that we have for this, Mike was bogging at the screen like you wouldn't believe from about an inch away.
Was I that close? That must be my eyesight going.
You're like, I'll tell you what I'm looking at on the pod, so I'm excited.
Mr. Magoo.
That's what
I was watching. I was watching an old episode of Play Your Cards Right.
Really?
Yeah, from '87.
Just to make sure you got the format right.
I didn't get a chance to watch any of it because you came online. But the only bit I was watching was like the very beginning when he comes out and he's sort of bantering with the audience. And he's, you know, and it was from like 1987. He's really giving it. He's sort of saying, because, you know, like when you do those game show things, I think they often film multiple episodes in a day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he comes out and I'm guessing he's got the same, they've done two shows and he's got the same audience again. And he's going to him like, oh, you guys are, you know, well, wonderful audience. Cause the ones previously were trash. They were horrible. And they're all laughing. Cause obviously it was probably them. Yeah. And he started naming some of them as well.
calling them out,
yeah, and they're all laughing. And, you know, it always flashes to the audience. And I think this is still the same for these certain types of show. The age of the audience members, they're like pensioners.
Yeah.
Because they film it
in like the daytime on a Tuesday.
That's such a good point. Yeah, like, I think even especially the older ones, it can to them like the oldest people.
That'd be like if we ever did a fucking Shuffle Bloody Shuffle live on YouTube, it would... Who's going to be watching it? Because we do ours midday on a bloody Thursday.
Oh, if we did it live. Well, yeah. I mean, John, who would really be watching it if we did it, you know, if we found out when everyone was free? I still imagine the number of people watching it would be quite small.
Very minimal. There'd be the odd person.
Very minimal. Outside of mates, probably one.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
One or two. Okay, right. Final round.
Final round. Okay, final round.
Hit me.
This is the final round. So this is what you would have got to if you'd done well on the other rounds. But, okay. you know, if this was a game show, you'd be long gone. You'd be packed off in a taxi and got rid of you.
I was out on question one.
You were out on question one. You'd be long gone. All right, okay, this one here, the final round.
I'd be doing an exit interview like The Apprentice from the cab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, God, I shouldn't even bother coming.
Yeah. Am I going to get reimbursed for this cab or?
I think as a punishment for something so bad, no. Normally we would, but not in this situation because really, we've had to grab another contestant because the amount of time we'd allotted to you is over in seconds. Yeah, it's cost us, mate. It was terrible TV. Right, final rounds. This is where you would have got if you got the first two rounds right. So first one, War Master by Bolt Thrower from 91. And the length of that album was, let me tell you, I should have written that down. I can't even fucking find it. Right, 46 minutes and 3 seconds.
Okay, quite short.
So we're starting with Bolt Thrower, yep. And the second, Bloodstar, Anytime, Anywhere. Is it longer or shorter than Bolt Thrower? I'm going to find out myself.
Learning on the job. I'm going to guess that is longer.
And you'd be correct, John. It is longer. It's slightly longer. Do you think you're understanding now that I'm sort of trying to fuck you over? So you're sort of.
But even if you can still fuck me over by being a few seconds under, do you know what I mean? So I know.
So this one, Bloodstar, 46 minutes, 58 seconds. So less than a minute over Bolt Thrower.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Windeer. What was it called? Arntor.
Is it
longer or shorter than Bloodstar? Anytime, Anywhere?
I think a little bit longer. So not much, but a little bit.
And you're being correct, John.
Oh, for fuck.
You'd have been out. Again. So Windeer, it's 46 minutes and 7 seconds. It's really close. And only actually 4 seconds longer than Bolt Thrower.
Why are you doing them so minute?
If I was going to jump around and be like, oh, you know, how long's Exciter's album? Is Guns N' Roses longer or shorter?
Usually, games like
I should have done some. I should have done some easy.
Yeah,
I should have done some easy ones. Well, I mean, I get. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, for season 3,
I should have done some easy ones. Because you know what, it would have made it more exciting if you could have got near the end and then maybe lost it. But
you can't get anywhere. I died immediately. It's like, oh. for season 3.
Would you want to play this again in season 3?
Yeah, I want to see this again. I mean, it would probably be in like a year's time, right? Because there's what, 25?
I know, and I'll put some more planning into it by then and try and make it a bit better.
Yeah, nice. No,
okay, so if you had got that right, your next one of Windeer, is Windeer longer or shorter than Emperor?
Shorter.
Anthems is a Well King at Dusk. So wait, hang on. You're saying that Windeer is shorter than Emperor?
Yes, I think Emperor is slightly longer than Windeer.
Slightly longer, and you would be wrong again, John. So if you got through to that one, you would be, it's shorter.
How long was Emperor's then? I thought that was quite a long album. Maybe like, I thought that was in the 50s.
No, 43 minutes, 55 seconds.
Fuck, okay. So I think out of what, how many have we done? 13? I've got two.
You got two or three right.
Fuck me, that's terrible.
But surely, I mean, I know you're doing educated guesses, but I mean, it is a 50-50 chance, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, with your version, it is. Yeah.
I think I've skewed the odds. Well, that was the point that I wanted it to be that you could sit there and go, oh, it could be either way, you know, it could be either way. And I wanted some surprises
You want to ramp that up. The distance should get smaller each time.
Towards the end. Okay. All right. Well, next time I'll remember that. I'll start with an easy one and then I'll ramp it up.
Yeah, nice. All right. Okay. So what, there's two more, is there? Right.
No, this is the final one. This would have been the final one. If you've got this right, you've been...
So this is for the prize?
This would have been for the jet ski or the caravan.
The cuddly toy.
You're not getting a cuddly toy for this.
I'm getting nothing for this. A pen, maybe?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
You should give us something of yours before you leave.
My time editing this.
I do you know what I'd take? I'd take either your belt, so you've got to walk home sort of trying to pull your trousers up the whole way, or your shoelaces.
Fucking hell. I don't have a belt, has it got to be shoelaces?
Well, give me your trousers then.
Oh, wow. That escalated.
Yeah, or I'll take your shoes. You can walk home in your socks.
Why am I getting mugged?
No, I'll post them back to you. I'll get them courier back to your house, and they're there waiting before, for you when you get home.
Before I'm there, okay, I like that.
Yeah, and I'll take your wallet and all that as well, because I don't want you to buy anything on the way
make
back.
You have to walk home.
Yeah. All right, so final one here.
Final one.
This is for the grand prize, which you got nowhere near. But if you had, this is what we would have in the final one. Fudge Tunnel. Hate Songs, was it Hate Songs in E minor from 91? Is that longer or shorter than Emperor?
Longer.
Correct, John.
Yeah.
You would have won the final one. It is a bit longer.
That one felt easy, surprisingly.
It did. I know. Do you know what? It's because you were surprised at how long Emperor was.
Or short.
Well, sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that was the quiz.
I like that.
And that was the real quiz.
What's your length?
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. I'm excited for season 3's version.
I've got to be a bit more. I really did concentrate on just trying to trip you up the whole way. So I've got to put more thought into the listener, really, with this game, haven't I?
Can we put some sort of monetary value of the rounds? Like round one is £2. Four is £5, and if I win, I get a tenner.
If you win, you get a tenner. I'm so confident that you won't win that I'm happy to do that.
Okay, all right. Next season,
and if you do win, you're not getting the money. But no. I'll be a man. I'm. There's no way. In my opinion, there's no way you're getting the £10.
Well, not with those kind of ones.
No, I will. I'll make it easy. But even then, max I'm paying out is £5. There's no way you're going to. And I'll make the final round fucking hard. Actually, I'll make the first one. I'll give you £2. That's fine. £5. I'll make it so you got to work for a bit. And £10. You, there's no way you're getting there. So
okay. Nice. That was all a good game. Nice. Thanks for that.
You enjoyed that?
I did enjoy that.
Did that take up more time than doing the whole?
Yeah.
I think it took about half an hour. I think that took the length of an actual game show on TV.
Potentially. Well, it's got legs. Let's show it to Channel 4.
Very niche. Very niche.
Very niche. But there's an audience, so give the people what they want. Right, so on to the noughties. So in order to find out where we start with the noughties, I collated all the data of the time, the scores for the genres, right? So averaged out everything, added it all up, averaged out again. So I've got 25 genres here. Now, do you want to do this? Is this going to dictate the order that we go next season? Or should we just say...
No.
We start
no,
from...
No, 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 I can't. No. No, because we won't stick to that, John.
No, yes. Yeah, you're so
right. We'll forget all about that.
You're so right. Can you guess the worst genre that we had with a combined score of 3.3?
I've got a guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's goth metal.
It is goth metal. Goth metal came in at 25. So then it goes prog, which is no surprise because you're not the biggest fan.
Then yeah, new, that was, they were quite shit albums as well, weren't they? Were.
Then we had new metal.
No, they weren't shit. They were very average albums.
The prog ones, yeah, they were.
Yeah,
new metal in at 23.
Yeah,
22 heavy metal, not very high there. 21. Hey,
that was Guns N' Roses' fault.
Yes, very true. 21 drone, 20 thrash, 19 symphonic. Symphonic placed higher than thrash. That's interesting. 18 folk, 17 Viking, 16 doom, 15 speed, 14 British, 13 funk, 12 avant-garde, 11 metalcore. Now the top 10, it goes post, groove, industrial, sludge, stoner, power, death. Now the top 3, can you guess any?
Top 3, okay. So top 3 is going to be... Oh, fuck, I forgot the ones you said. Right, I was busy thinking about the game show a little bit, a bit distracted. Okay, I could get. Well, I think rap's number one.
No, rap is second with a 4.3.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell me. I don't know.
In third place, we have grind with also a combined score of 4.3.
Really?
Yeah.
That was we scored them both high, didn't we? And I went a bit over the top with Brutal Truth.
Yeah, a little bit. Rap 2. 4.3. And then in at number one, probably no surprise there, black metal.
Black metal was number one.
It was with 4.4.
Wait, because so for black metal, we had Immortal. And what was the other one?
And Behereth.
Was it Behereth? Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Fuck, yeah, that was good.
Very high scores. So, yeah,
that was a good week.
Beheret got 4.1. Immortal got 4.6. So, a rounded up total of 4.4.
Well done, Black Metal. It's done a lot of bad things.
Yeah, but, you know, good music.
Praise where it's due, do you think? Or
Well, it must be, because they came out top. We actually did so many black metal albums this
We did a lot, didn't we, man? We did a lot. Hopefully we don't do quite as many. That's not a slight on black metal, but
I think because it was 90s, black metal was very popular then, and also you had early symphonic metal was generally quite black metal. Early Viking and folk metal was also
that's so true. Metal.
There was a lot of black metal sort of chilling throughout. We also got it in avant-garde, which probably didn't make much sense, but
I'm interested to see. I for some reason I feel like black metal was it a bit of a low in the 2000s?
We'll find out.
That's what we're going to find out next.
What a great segue on to the 2000s. We'll find out immediately, because we are going in to black metal.
Straight in. 2000s straight, black metal.
Straight in.
We can't afford a break, can we, John? We can't. The listenership will...
Yeah. Oh, no,
straight
no,
like
yeah.
that. Gone.
No. Yeah, it's got to be immediate. We're going straight in. As of next week, you're going to hear it all here, all ready. Right. So I guess it's time to hit the shuffle.
Let's do it. Let's go get some black metal.
I have got one, and I'm quite excited by this. It's a band that we both know. So what's your one?
Ah, well, I've got one that it's a band I've heard the name of, but I don't know.
Go on.
They're called Alcest.
Oh, yeah. They're French, I think.
They are French.
Shit. Have they been going as long as the noughties?
Yeah. Well, you could tell they're French by the title. They're called Le Secret is the title of the album.
Yeah. They had a big album not too long ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that everyone was kind of loving. It's a little bit black metal-y, but a little bit post and...
Yeah. Is it qualified, John, do you think?
Yeah. I'm not necessarily overly happy we got it, but it's interesting, at least.
Okay, let's give that one a go. Well, if you've got an album that we both know the band of, it'd be good to have one that we haven't really heard.
Yeah, true. Okay, so mine is what I'm assuming is their self-title, Kralis.
Really?
Yeah, maybe their first record, 2008. It's just Kralis by Kralis, so I'm excited.
What's the cover?
It's somewhat of like it kind of looks like an old Converge record. It's got like kind of hand-drawn vines at the bottom, and then it's sort of some...
What year? 2008?
2008, yeah. Came out in Profound.
Oh, yeah, I've got it here. Yeah. I haven't heard this one.
No, I haven't. I've never gone back that far, but I fucking love the last few albums. Yeah, amazing band. Oh, that's exciting.
Do you know what? This is quite cool, because this feels like a jump forward in a decade. Like these albums, they feel they've got.
Yeah, it really does. It doesn't feel
they're kind of new bands, aren't they? They're bands that I imagine formed in the 2000s as well. It's not like an old band.
Exactly.
Album from then.
And it's quite interesting now that we're seeing the change in genres. Like black metal in the 90s was very, well, you know, it was what it was. And now you're getting these more, I don't want to say post black metal, but...
I'd say this, and Kralis probably, it's just probably going to be quite that sort of lo-fi sort of thing as well.
Lo-fi, but also... not going down that whole corpse paint route, are they?
No, this is different, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a bit more musical, music integrity rather than...
It's less cult, isn't it, John? It's less cult.
Yeah, that's it. Exciting.
Yeah.
Nice. Two very different albums, but a good place to start.
Yeah, I haven't heard this album, so I'm going to check them out. So do you think?
What was your one called? I think you might like it, to be perfectly honest.
It's Le Secret by Alcest.
Oh, that's right, Le Secret. Is it on Spotify? I mean, I know that's a bad thing, but...
We're so lazy, we just need
I know.
Can I read about it on Wikipedia? Is it on Spotify?
Le Secret. Apparently this came out in 2011. No, from 2005. That must have been a reissue.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was reissued.
Le Secret. Okay. They call it Black Gaze. So it's that kind of shoegazy.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We weren't going to do that separately, were we?
No, I don't think so.
This is just two tracks, I think.
How long is it?
27 minutes.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You hate a long track, so this is going to be interesting.
This is going to be hard. It could be, I mean, unless it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, true.
If it's long for long's sake and it's just dull, then yeah, I don't like it. But if it goes by quick, I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, join us next week for Naughty's starting at black metal. Two exciting albums, hopefully.
Yeah, and thanks for sticking with us through the 90s.
Yeah.
If you haven't, should they go back? Should they go back, John, do you think?
If this is your, maybe if they've joined towards the end? Yeah, go back. Go back to the start, to be honest, because it's all a journey.
Yeah, it would help. It would help us, wouldn't it?
It would help the listener kind of get a better understanding of the flow.
I think it's depressing that, like, when you in our minds we thought, well, everyone who listens to it will just go back to the beginning and like work their way through, but
doesn't happen.
People
does it?
People don't care about our journey on this, are they?
I think you get the odd person that will go back and do it, but
it's few and far between.
People are picking up and just sort of staying with the current episodes, but hey, it's all good.
Listen, do what you want, do how you want to do it.
Exactly. I'm not going to force you to do anything.
No, well, no, you shouldn't.
No, exactly. Your life. But do tune in next week. I'll force you to do that.
Do that bit.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum if you're going to listen to the show. Just listen to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do you know what? It's not the bare minimum, but also rate and subscribe.
All of that. Yeah.
Yeah. That follow on the socials. You know, just do that. Do that as well.
A little goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've been stuck on the same like number of 5 stars on Spotify. It's I'm checking it too often.
Oh, really?
And it's annoying me. See, if anyone hasn't,
give it.
Do one. So like we, you know, I know someone.
Someone listened
to what I said.
If you screenshot yourself giving us a 5-star thing and then send us that as a DM, we'll give you a little shout out.
No one's doing that.
We'll invite you on the show to play Use Your Length, right?
It was Play Your Length, right? Anyway, I'm going to retitle that.
All right, it's a working. So
it's a working title. And John, are you really going to let someone come on and do that?
If someone, the first person to screenshot themselves giving us 5-star rating and send it as a DM, they're getting an invite on to play the show.
Okay.
And
is a screenshot of just their phone doing it, or is it them sort of posing in front of their phone with another phone
with a newspaper to show today's
date? Holding today's newspaper and a thumbs up and just with their finger there.
Yeah, okay,
above
that first person to
move the goalpost to something that no one can be asked to do.
First person to send in that gets an invite to do play your length right. All right. All right.
Okay, let's go. This episode's gone for I'm sure it's gone for ages.
Yeah,
it feels like it anyway.
It's been a long one, but
that's a good sign.
There was a lot to discuss. Instead of two records, we were discussing 50. So
50, good point. And we had to play a game in the middle of it, went on for a bit longer.
And pick a new record for the next week.
And my laptop shut down during it as well.
It did. But the listener won't know that. It was seamlessly edited together. So,
if there's an area that you notice that doesn't sound seamless.
That's what happened.
That's why my laptop just shut itself down.
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
Well, yeah.
We'll see you in the 2000s.
See you in the 2000s.
After the Y2K bug.
Will we survive it? We'll find out next week.